This is The Resilience, a global security and crisis management podcast, and I'm your host, Brennan Sims. Well, the last podcast we did, I kind of ran out of time on everybody and wanted to talk about one of the last events we've done this July was what we call regathering. And I also want to hit upon one aspect of August coming up, something very exciting that we'll be doing. And so this podcast is going to be about those two things, regathering and a trip in August. And so first with regathering, what this is an event that we host about every 4 years where we bring everybody from the field back to the United States, and we have a week to renew, refresh, and revitalize, really, and to fellowship. And it's a great time because this is where sometimes some of the people haven't seen each other in 4 years. We're meeting new people and just getting to know each other. But also, really, more importantly than that, is to spend a week to refresh and focus on God. And you would think, wow, that's pretty nice and that's pretty simple. But there's a lot that goes on. Several years of planning involved with this. And it was a great event this year in that we brought everybody back and we met at the YMCA of Estes Park there in Colorado. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of things going on. And so we had a lot of people there with us. And, you know, to kick it off, really, there was just a lot of event, everything from a celebration bash to everybody parties and things go on, events, games, everything from kit for the kids, I mean, all the way to adults, breakout sessions where there's specific topics and guest speakers presenting. And then what we had is main stage session where we had, you know, a headliner guest speaker per se for the week, and just some great time in the Word, listening to what they were speaking about and what the Lord had laid on their hearts. And then also we were able to bring in Thrive Music to this event, and it was a great event in that we were able to have some great music and things that went on, and they led some great worship and whatnot. And so we had some great time there, some great fellowship, and throughout the day, we really just, as a group, planned events during the day, during the evening, and it was really a great time of refreshment, a great time to get together and to be with each other and whatnot. And so that was about a week. That's what we had in July, and it was a lot of fun. It was great for the families. Part of my family went with me, and we had some good times there as well, and refreshing times. Kids got to make new friends and play and dive into the Word during main sessions and everything that we heard there. It was just a phenomenal time of fellowship, eating together, laughing together, praying together, worshiping together. It was really good for the organization, and it's something that the executives, this was our second time doing regathering, and so the last one was 8 years ago, 4 years ago, sorry, and it was beautiful. It's a start, it's a process, I'm just personally really thankful that the executives are pushing this and fully behind it, support it, and want to provide this as an avenue every 4 years for everybody in the organization to come together. And so with that, and also just giving honor to the Lord for it, because he provides the funds for all of us, to those of us who are support raised, to raise that extra money on top of our yearly financial needs, so that we can travel, we can go to this every 4 years. And then also the general fund individuals, so that the Lord provides in a way that the organization can help, at least in some parts, provide some financial support for them as well. And so it's a great event. And it here this past week in July, it was a great time to get away from the office, turn off you know, the computers, and really just spend time with each other, spend time with family, and then just worship God through various means. And so we're just so thankful for that, and that's where we've been for the past week or so, and it's just been a great opportunity and great time. And yeah, so that's regathering. That's what we did, and that's what I kind of missed out on there in the previous podcast. Just ran out of time and whatnot. So I just want to share that with everybody, share that with the listeners, and those listeners who are part of our financial ministry, who are partners in our financial, in our ministry, and also our prayer partners as well. Just the time that you spend in praying for us in the security and crisis management ministry means the world. And those who donate and give of their funds and their gifts to help support us financially is vital as well. And so we thank you for both sets of partners there. It really means a lot to Casey and I. And it just really, one, it provides, you know, to put food on the table, gas in the vehicle, and ways for us to get our airline tickets and to travel, to be in the field with our ministry partners. And then our everyday responsibilities of overseeing security and crisis management for the whole organization, whether it's corporate security, international security, local security, and everything in between. We just thank you. And because of you, we're able to continue doing this ministry that the Lord's called our family to. And this is what he's called us to do. And so we just thank you for that. And so regathering was a blessing for us in that manner. And then the second thing I want to talk about real briefly is August. So after this podcast, we're going to take a little bit of a break, not in the sense of refreshment, but we're going to be busy. We have an exciting trip coming up into an undisclosed location I can't get into right now just yet. But it's a multifaceted trip. And I'm really excited about this one because this one's unique. And that we haven't done it in this method or this process as of date. And so this one, I'll be escorting one of our members of the organization into a country and being accessible, get them into country. They'll be able to get in country themselves, but to travel with them, be with them, and be accessible should they need our skills and abilities while they're in country, while they do their own separate ministry in country. And that's really exciting because usually when I travel, one, I travel alone because of what I need to do and where I need to go. It's a lot safer and more secure for me to travel alone than traveling with people or with a group of people, which could get them caught up in immigration, customs, and whatnot. But also what I do when I'm there, it does not connect with other people. And so, there's really no need for us to travel together, really. But this one is unique in that I'll be starting off with them traveling in, and then we'll split, and they will go do their ministry for a week in this country. And then I will be connecting up with two members of our field department who will be going in, who are looking at building future ministry in this location and really diving into the connections they've made, the network that they've already built, and to deepen their network and their vision there, so that hopefully they can start moving in a quicker, maybe not a quicker manner, but a more efficient manner, and start implementing and really looking at how they can do ministry, what that looks like, and hopefully starting the ministry there. And so I'll be meeting up with them. They'll be doing their part. We'll be traveling together because I'll be doing the security side of it to have a better understanding of where their ministry is, who they're doing ministry with, and then what is the environment in this location of where they're at. And we're going to be in multiple locations in this country. I'm really excited about it. I've never traveled to this country, so this is going to be a brand new visit there. It has an opportunity to be an intense trip. There could be levels of danger involved. That's not a guarantee. But it's also serious enough that we can't dismiss it or minimize the potential of threats and whatnot go on there. We're doing our part and we're preparing, and then we're going to step back after we've done our part and make sure that we don't get in the way of God. We know, I'm a firm believer, and others also as well believe that God is in control. God knows tomorrow, next week, 5 years, 10 years, 100 years from now, right? He's in control. He knows what's going to happen. He knows what he's going to allow to happen and what he's not going to allow to happen. And so we're really excited about this as we do our part and prepare and take responsibility of being good stewards of the ministries that we've each been led to by the Lord. And then also to be good stewards of the financial aspect as well on this trip, and really just paying attention to the costs and what's involved and how we travel and everything there. So that's coming in about mid-August. And so there'll be more to come after we come back from that trip and ministry and what the Lord's laid on our hearts and so forth on that. So I just wanted to share real quick today about that and regathering as well. So, you know, from us to you, we hope that that all of you are being challenged in your personal walk with Christ, just as we are. We hope that you're spending time in prayer personally, privately, as a family, and then corporately as well, depending on where you're at and what that looks like, but focusing it all on the Lord. And lastly, we hope and pray that you are really feeling led in specific ways to serve God where he has placed you, whether that's in a corporate business, a business you own, or you're an employee of someone, right? You have a boss, whatever it is, or whether it's a ministry, a church, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're listening to where the Lord's leading you and where he's placed you. And so we just pray that is fruitful for you. It is challenging. It is rewarding. And you just feel the love of God and the peace and the opportunity to serve in that manner in those locations, wherever he has placed you. And so that's about it for today. It's a short one. But we just want to get you up to date and finish it out on regathering and that great event we had for a week in Estes Park, Colorado, and just that time that the Lord provided for all of us and the organization there to be with each other, but also to worship him and just spend some quiet, focused time devoted to Christ. And then last, about our trip coming in August, we ask for your prayers. We do ask for safety. We're doing our part. We're doing everything we can. And then we're going to just 100% hand it over to God and rely on God for what he provides during that trip and that ministry. And we're excited to see what the ministry looks like from there and where the Lord leads on that. And so thank you for listening. And that's about it for today. So you've been listening to The Resilience, a Global Security and Crisis Management podcast. If you would like to learn more about The Resilience, please visit our website at www.ewgsx.com.